Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today on my walk, I'm thinking about the importance of quitting social media. Now, before you declare me an electronic heretic, hear me out. The idea comes from Cal Newport and his book, Deep Work, Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. I love this book. It is impacting my life in significant ways. I used his principles yesterday, I used them today, and I will keep on using them. They make sense. I mean, they work, and they're helping me to work more effectively. And I think they're going to do the same for you as well. To explain the idea he's driving at and what led to my aha moment, let me give you a little context. Cal differentiates between deep work and shallow work. That's, in some respects, the essence of what he's talking about in his text. Deep work, he says, is professional activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive capabilities to their very limit. And this distraction-free effort, it creates new value, it improves your skill, and it's the kind of work that's really hard to replicate. And what he says is that deep work is necessary if you're going to wring every last drop of your current intellectual capacity. Now, what he's going to do is he's going to contrast that with shallow work. And shallow work is non-cognitively demanding logistical-style tasks. Things that are often performed while we're distracted. And these efforts, well, they tend to create not a lot of new value in the world, and they're quite frankly very easy to replicate. And without oversimplifying what Cal is saying, it's the difference between an hour and a half of absolute distraction-free concentration on a task. Now, in my context, that could be preparing a Sunday sermon, writing a blog post, something of that nature. Versus leaving my door open, my cell phone on, welcoming any and every email that enters my inbox, as well as stopping for every individual who decides to pop in my office. One action is going to lead to deep work, the other to very shallow work. Now, a little more context about how Cal fleshes out this idea. And what he does is, in his text, Deep Work, he's going to take the first half of the book to talk about the idea of deep work, how deep work is valuable, and deep work is rare, and deep work is meaningful. And along the way, he spells out how much this concept of deep work can help us. Now, the second half of the book, that has to do with him laying out four rules for doing deep work. Here are the four: work deeply, embrace boredom, quit social media, and drain the shallows. Now, I won't go into all of them. That's why we buy the book. But I had one of those aha moments when I was reading through his third rule, which is quit social media. And my aha moment came when he was talking about the craftsman approach to tool selection. Now, hear me, because this, I think, is really helpful. Cal talks about tools. And when he talks about tools, he's not necessarily talking about wrenches and drills and such. He is talking about network tools, in particular, social media tools. And what he notes is what most of us know, that these tools have a tendency to fragment our time and they reduce our ability to concentrate because we're constantly being, you know, focused here and then there and then here and then there. And it really messes with us. And what he says is, if we're going to master the art of deep work, then we have to take back control of our time and attention from the many diversions that attempt to steal them from us. And yet, when it comes to taking back our time, to reining in some of the network tools we use, we feel kind of powerless. I mean, the tools are ubiquitous. It seems the only way to combat this constant distraction from network tools is to take like an internet Sabbath or get off social media altogether. But as he points out, that's not really realistic. And in reality, some tools, perhaps many tools, they actually do help us, and some help us a great deal. That brings up the question, what in the world do we do about this? And Cal Newport tells the story of a farmer. And this farmer had the opportunity to bale his own hay for his animals in the wintertime, but decided that though he could purchase the tool that would bale the hay, using that tool actually proved to be more costly for his farm. So bypassing that tool and purchasing the hay from another supplier enabled him to be more cost-effective and ultimately more productive. And he points out that it's the same way when it comes to the way we use our network tools. And he describes two approaches we can take. Here they are, and this is good. The first approach is the any benefit approach. And I think this is the approach that most of us, myself included, we have a tendency to take. And it's the idea that you're justified in using a network tool if you can identify any possible benefit to choose, or anything you might possibly miss out on if you don't use it. Consequently, you know, in my context, I have to use Instagram because my grandkids' pictures are there, or I have to use Facebook because that's how I stay in touch with the class of 77, you know, those kinds of things. And what Newport explains is that yes, I mean, we do derive benefits from these tools, but there are often downsides and negative consequences that come with them, such as lost time and attention. So Cal Newport offers a second approach. The second approach is this. He calls it the craftsman approach to tool selection. And here's what he says. Identify the core factors that determine success and happiness in your professional and personal life, and adopting a tool only if its positive impact on those factors substantially outweigh the negative impact. Now listen to what he says.
I propose that if you're a knowledge worker, especially one interested in cultivating a deep work habit, you should treat your tool selection with the same level of care as other skilled workers, such as farmers. Following is my attempt to generalize this assessment strategy. I call it the craftsman approach to tool selection, a name that emphasizes that tools are ultimately aids to the larger goals of one's craft. The craftsman approach to tool selection. Identify the core factors that determine success and happiness in your professional and personal life. Adopt a tool only if its positive impacts on these factors substantially outweigh its negative impacts.
I appreciate how Cal Newport differentiates between the any benefit approach and the craftsman approach to the use of my network tools. Now, I checked my iPhone and I have about 110 apps on that thing. Compared to some of you, that's probably minimal. But I know that there are only a handful that are absolutely necessary and make me more effective in the work I'm doing. Therefore, I can let the other ones go. That's the craftsman approach to tool selection. Newport writes, whereas the any benefit mindset identifies any potential positive impact as justification for using the tool, the craftsman variant requires that these positive impacts affect factors at the core of what's important to you and that they outweigh the negative. Now, this resonates with me, and here's why. I'm a hot rodder. I love cars, and I have a lot of tools. But I won't allow just any tool to fill up my toolboxes in my garage. Only those that have a direct bearing on my automotive work. Well, the same should be true with my use of network tools. I think this principle is so good, and I want to encourage you to get Cal Newport's book, Deep Work. He goes much deeper in that chapter to explain the concept and how to apply it to your life. So my aha moment? Quit social media, or at least adopt a better approach to how you use network tools. Apply the craftsman approach to tool selection. That's my thought on my walk with Cal Newport and his book, Deep Work, Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.